Apollo 8, Houston, we're getting television.
Roger, how's the picture?
Roger, the picture is on the lower right hand of our screen. Camera should go down away from the Terminator and to the right. Still down in about the same place, a little worse. Now it's coming in.
Are you getting it now, Jerry?
Roger, we've got most of it. Keep moving off to the right. Good, you have it centered right now.
Well, the Earth looks a little bigger to us today. Not much, but it's somewhat bigger. I'm sitting over in the right-hand seat now. Bill's got the TV camera. Frank's helping him out, aiming it correctly to hit the Earth. I hope we have a good picture. Can you see the clouds?
Affirmative, we sure can. Move it up toward the Terminator. Oh, correction, away from the Terminator, just a shade.
At the tip of South America, there's a great swirl cloud down there. It looks like a great storm. Wonder if you can see it.
Roger, we see a large swirl just to south of the Terminator.
Roger, then up to the left-hand side or towards the north, we can see the light waters around the West Indies, and we can actually see Florida. I'm looking through Bill's binocular, and you can see the various land masses in South America, the central part, and south part of the United States.
Roger, move a little bit away from the Terminator now. A little left with the camera and a little further away from the Terminator.
Say again, Jerry.
Okay, you're moving it toward the center of the screen now, and the Earth is off on the left side of our screen. Real fine, that's good. Hold it right there.
What we're thinking about right now, Jerry, is hitting that wedge angle about 2 degrees there limit when we come back. The Earth looks pretty small right from here.
Roger.
Okay. You got it, Bill.
As I look down on the Earth here from so far out in space, I think I must have the feeling that the travelers in the old sailing ships used to have. We're going on a very long voyage away from home, and now we're headed back. And I have that feeling of being proud of the trip, but still happy to be going back home and back to our home port. And that's what you're seeing right here.
Roger, Bill. We'll sure be glad to get you back, too.
We've enjoyed the television shows, and we invite you to stay tuned in the future, because there'll be flights and rendezvous in the Earth orbit, and then, of course, there'll be television from the lunar surface itself in the not-too-far distant future. So until then, I guess this is the Apollo 8 crew signing off, and we'll see you back on that good Earth very soon.
Roger, Frank. Adios.